This is the Blind Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision by guiding them to profitability. Today, we had John Lorenzo on the show. He has been a dear friend of mine, a guy that I've known for over 5 years now. I want to talk about specifically how I met John. There was a time in my early entrepreneurship career where I was the young guy. I was always the young guy, and in every marketing event that I ever went to, and I saw this this book, this magazine, and there's this young guy on the cover of the magazine. I was like, holy crap! I need to beat that guy. I need to meet him, and I need to tell him that I beat him because I'm this. I was, and I mean, we all have an ego, but I was this egotistical dude that just had to be better than everybody else, And I met him, and I like hawked him down at this event, and I was like, hey man, how's it going? And I was probably like really aggressive and probably way too stern. And then he was like the nicest guy in the entire world. And we built this incredible relationship over the past couple of years. Now he is a seasoned entrepreneur, just doing absolutely incredible things. He started his career in the marketing world, but now he is the founder and connector at Rev Cowork. Their mission is to connect, collaborate, and create opportunities for entrepreneurs and professionals to be successful through their co-working space, their networking events, and all of their workshops. I can say his co-working space in particular is something that is game-changing. The way he is approached to food and events is just absolute quality. So let's get into the episode. Here is my interview with Mr. John Lorenzo.
Let's go.
John Lorenzo, welcome to the show, man. It's an honor to have you. We've been friends for a while now, but you're not getting off the hook. Because even though we're friends, and we've been friends for a while, we have to start the podcast off the same way we do every single time. And that is with an icebreaker. So imagine you just had the absolute best day of your life. Where are you going to eat, and what are you going to order in order to make your day complete?
You know what? I'm pretty simple. I'm going to Dim Sum Garden in Philly and getting some dim sum, and maybe bringing a six pack with me and to celebrate the win.
Nice, not bad. And you're a foodie, so I mean that answer right there goes a long way.
Oh yeah,
right, good stuff, man. So so now that we got the basics out of the way, now we have to start talking about value and teaching and educating the people that are listening and watching. So first question, tell me about a time that you felt lost or blind in business. How did you overcome it?
Yeah, so actually it was this past year. I completely switched careers, closed the business. That was my first job in high school. And followed a dream of opening what I have now, which is Rev Cowork. And it's still a dream in progress, but we wanted to get it started. Last year, after about 10 years of business, I didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't feel like I was fulfilling my purpose. And to me, my purpose is helping others be successful, helping them get educated, get connected, and creating a culture where everyone helps each other solve their problems, solve their needs, and help each other get to the next level. So last year, I finally took the plunge and said, I'm not happy. Let's close the doors and start pursuing this new vision. It might not happen right away. We're going to take a lot of steps backwards, but I've never felt happier and more at peace in my life in the past 10 years of working at the last place and owning the last place. And yeah.
So do you remember the moment, that day where you were just like, this needs to change? Can you tell me about that day? Because I'm sure there's other people that are listening and watching right now that are probably could be in a similar situation. Like something needs to happen.
I mean, it sounds kind of trivial, but it was when my girlfriend broke up with me. And I realized my entire world just got turned upside down. I realized that I lost the most important thing in my life. and I realized that I really didn't like what I was doing at the time. And I was sitting on the beach in Mexico, drinking tequila and having a great time, and I was looking out into the ocean, and I was just like, look at this. Like, how life can't get any better. You just got a restart button, basically. So let's go out and pursue the dream and see what we can do.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's always good when life experiences like that happen, even though at the time it pains and it stings and it hurts. But yeah. You know, looking back at it, it's always a good feeling. So you went from the world of, I guess, living in your past life, doing whatever it is that you did, and now you're in the world of co-working. What is it about co-working that gets you excited?
What gets me excited about co-working is a lot of people think it's just a workspace, but it's so much more than a workspace. To me, it's building a community of like-minded professionals and entrepreneurs who are going to help you every step of the way and understand your challenges. Really building a community of just hustlers. That's what gets me excited, is surrounding myself with the right kind of people. In my last business, we were in the design, print, and marketing space. And when I look back at my experiences, how I grew that business, a lot of it came from asking, hey, how can I help you? Now, when we get new customers, it was always not, hey, do you need this design project? Hey, do you need this print job done? It was, hey, how can I help you right now? You know, what do you need right now? How can I provide value for you and earn your trust? And that's kind of the same thing that gets me excited about co-working, is we're building a community of people just trying to help them. You know, our tagline is connect, collaborate, create. And really, our job is simple. If we can connect our members and promote and create an environment of collaboration, that will create opportunities for everyone to grow. So that's what excites me about co-working, is not just a workspace, but really building a community of people helping people.
So one thing in particular that I've firsthand experienced is this new style of networking. You usually go to these like Thai events and you sit down and you have these conversations and you pass leads to one another, and there's all this other BS crap that just honestly doesn't work for millennials, and I don't understand why people haven't figured that out yet. But I feel like, are onto something much larger than the norm, which is bringing in food and adding the element of food and drinks and cocktails and et cetera. And like, what made you come up with that scheme?
Well, I look back at my life and I look back at the times when I connected with people the most. And when I connected with people the most, I was always around food. I was always drinking or doing a fun activity that created an environment, an organic environment of connection. So I just went back to that, and I went back to basics, and I said, hey, I love to have a lot of craft breweries that are opening up here in South Jersey. I know I'm not the only one who loves these things, and I don't get enough time to go visit all of them. So let's create events around things that people actually want to do socially, because at the end of the day, we're always going to ask each other, hey, what do you do? Whenever you meet someone new, it's one of the first three questions that you ask. So if we can just get the right kind of people in the right room, in the right setting, those organic relationships are going to be able to happen.
So do you feel as if the world of co-working and the community that you're building, well, more so not the co-working side, but the community aspect, is that allowing you to grow like a bigger business that may be on the horizon? Are you able to funnel leads, and are you able to get them and point them in the right direction as to what you want them to buy or the services you want to sell, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. As an entrepreneur, your goal is always to build audience. While I haven't figured out what's the, I know that if I keep building this community, I will have people who are listening. I will have an audience. So if I can figure out a way to just grow that continuously, well, once we figure it out what that thing is to sell next, we have a customer base ready to listen.
Yeah, it's incredibly smart. So one thing in particular, and it's probably one of the hardest things that you could ever do in business, is to obtain your first 100 customers. So in short, I know you're a growing co-working facility, and you're very transparent with where you're at in business and in life. How are you achieving your first 100 customers for Rev Cowork?
Yeah, so we started in September, and today we signed up our 42nd member. So in 4 months, we've on pace to pretty much average 10 new members. And every month it gets faster and faster. That rate is growing. And how we're able to do that is saying, hey, member, who do you want in this group? Because we're not building this for us. We're building this for you. So the more people that you can refer that you find valuable in, those are the kinds of people that we want in our community. So if everyone brings their kind of marketing partner, because nobody likes to go networking alone, you know, who's your networking partner? Bring them into the fold here. We'll facilitate the events to happen. And we know that if you bring someone who's valuable in your professional life, in turn, they're probably going to be valuable to a lot of our other members. Mm. So we're really leveraging our members to grow this thing. And they're seeing that, you know, we're creating something completely different in South Jersey than what everyone is used to. We like to call it social networking. That's what we're bringing. We're keeping simple. Our event expensive. You basically, hey, if you want to come, you're a member, awesome, go pay for your food. You know, it's the same thing. We don't have to charge people all of this money to grow a community. You know, we're here to add value, not to nickel and dime.
Yeah. So to the entrepreneur, to the business owner that is listening right now, and they're like, man, I've been thinking about networking and events and things like that in order to create like your own ecosystem, so to speak. What advice would you give to these individuals that may not be able to have the capital or the luxury of creating a co-working space like you, but the mental capacity to want to grow a community?
I would say figure out who your referral partners are. Who are the people who are feeding you business? And make it a standing lunch at least once a month to say, hey, let's all get us together. And if we can all bring someone in to have lunch with us, say there's four of you, each of you bring four or one person, now you have eight. And if you can continuously do that, make it a standing kind of a lunch, and instead of having individual meetings with these people, get them all together and do that. And it's just going to keep growing and growing. Who knows? Maybe you'll have one standing lunch and then two standing lunch with different crowds of people, and now your funnel and network is just growing and growing.
Mm. Has there ever been like an experience an example where you kind of like brought them into your ecosystem and then they eventually became like a client, or they became like a referral partner, whatever it is?
A specific example. You know, it's kind of like, I can't think of a specific example right now, but I'll take our lunch that we just started last week. We started a pop-up lunch, and we invited a few people, and eight people showed up. And now it looks like everyone is going to bring a person to our next lunch, and now our lunch just doubled because people want to be around people that, you know, are valuable to them. And they had such a good time, and all it cost them was lunch. They were going to have lunch anyway, so it might as well connect with other people who can add value to your life as a professional. And who knows, you probably will end up being friends with that person too, because that's when the real trust starts getting kicked in.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And like I said before, I mean, I have the luxury of like following you and knowing you. So the fact that I'm able to see all the cool things, I just think whatever it is that you got, the secret sauce that you have is truly a game changer. So I can't wait to see it like actually turn into something even bigger than what it already is. So we're almost complete with the business side of the conversation. But I do have one further question, one final question when it comes to business. So is there anyone in particular that you would like to meet to help your business, and why would you like to meet them?
I would love to meet another co-working space owner. I would. It's invaluable, the ability to share knowledge, because we all have different experiences, and collectively we can help each other grow. I never look at competitors as competitors. I always look at them as partners in our business, because everyone has a different than another competitor. We all focus on each other's strengths. Now that's the real power. Mm-hmm. Now we're working together, we're collaborating, and our industry will be doing better than ever.
Yeah. So the future of like our digital economy, I mean, do you think it lies in this social network? Like, what can you say in the next couple of years or so, like the true aspect of business and marketing, et cetera, what does that look like to a place like Rev Cowork? Because I mean, honestly, you're in, there's no hiding. You're in an area that isn't a metropolitan. No. You're not in Philadelphia. You're not in New York. You are in a relatively small town of Sicklerville-ish, yeah. Right? Sicklerville, New Jersey. And the fact that you're able to get these clients and they give a crap about what it is that you're doing, I mean, that's huge. So, like, what do you think is the future of our digital landscape?
Creative digital workspace. So one thing that we have in the works is trying to create this online community of people who are going to be able to kind of shoot the shit on the message board and feel like they're part of a workspace culture without having to be in a physical place. A lot of people, when they become an entrepreneur or when they start getting the flexibility to work from home, it becomes a very lonely world. You know, you don't have that person next to you where you can say, hey, how's your day, or ask for help. So if we can create that digital workspace culture environment, that is where I feel like we're really going to hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So now it leads me to like a relatively new segment here that we're starting up, and it's called Explain That, Graham. So I'm just going to show you five photos from your Instagram, and I just want you to tell me a little bit about the process. And this one in particular is more so from your experience of the cupcake, the world of cupcakes. So you going out and delivering cupcakes to people, man. Can you just explain like what that's been able to do, you know, for your business?
So a lot of the, when it comes to business, it's people do business with people they know, right? So how do we show who we're doing business with? Well, I came up with a little campaign where I just spent a couple of days and I literally delivered cupcakes to people and took a picture and said, hey, thank you so much for, you know, past years of business. I tried to share something personal about our relationship. So it wasn't just about business, but it was really how important that person is and why they're a partner in my business and in my life. So I literally just went around and took pictures and said thank you. It was my thank you tour with cupcakes. Doesn't love cupcakes.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, everybody. I mean, if you don't love cupcakes, even if you're vegan, they're still amazing. The next one is going to be you and cars. So I know that you're a big car guy. So like, what is it about cars that you just absolutely love?
Probably more just. It reminds me of the time that I got to spend with my dad and with my little brother. Growing up, you know, we grew up around cars and motorsports. So for me, it's just kind of nostalgia. It's that father, son, brother kind of thing to do. And that's as simple as that. Just a love from cars more just came from a love for family.
Nice. What about this little guy right here?
Doodle. That's my boy. That's Cooper. He's a 5-year-old, 85-pound. On golden doodle and joy to our life. He's just smart. He's a good release of energy. You know, when you're having a bad day as an entrepreneur, you're never going to have all good days. Most of them are bad days. And, you know, to have a fun dog or Cooper to come home to, it relieves a lot of stress.
You post a lot of photos like this But as a food guy, this is just like one of the food items, but this is chicken and waffles. But I mean, you're posting on the regular, like constant fire photos of food. So again, we spoke about it briefly. I didn't know the conversation was going to go the way about food that it did. But yeah, what is it about that food that you just that you need to be a part of? Obviously, you need to eat it, but the community aspect behind it.
Food brings everybody together. That's it. You know, I have all of these business lunches, and I was just like, hey, let's eat at good places. It's a product of what I'm already doing. So I started a little food blog called Stupid Good Eats.
Nice. Good stuff. So now that we have the basics and the fundamentals down, we have to talk a little bit more about the personal aspect. So habits, something that is really important to every entrepreneur and every successful business professional are the habits, whether they when they wake up or how late they stay up at night. What are some habits that have helped you become more efficient throughout your day?
Efficiency is always something that I'm working on. But habits... things that I'm trying to be better and better at is trusting my team. You can't build a business without a team or without partners. If you're at a position where you don't have employees yet, you probably will start to have partners. Maybe not business partners, but people that you look at as, you know, they're an important part of my business, whether there be a referral partner or whatnot. So trust is something that I'm always constantly work on as a habit of how do I build trust. And a lot of one-on-ones with people, getting to know them as a person, figuring out what their goals are and keeping their goals in mind. You know, that is crucial. That's one of the things that we always work on. Another thing that I'm working on to be a habit this year is writing down at the end of the day, what are the top three things that I missed? So that way, when I start the next day, I know what I need to focus on. And then my third habit is I take a day off. Literally, there's a day on the weekend, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, where I don't do work. You know, I do stuff with family. I have fun. I go out with my friends. But it can't all be work. You have to find that work-life balance. And it's super important. You'll burn yourself out if it's all work, all no play.
Yeah.
So for me, that last one is just go out there. Go have fun. Enjoy life.
Well, you already mentioned three things about habits, but my final question is a little bit more in depth. So the Blind Entrepreneur podcast was created for individuals who may be temporarily blind in business. They cannot see the obvious. They were stuck in that place where you were right before Mexico or even on the beach in Mexico, and you're just like, you know what? This needs to happen. So to those individuals, what are three pieces of advice that you would give to a fellow entrepreneur?
Ask people what you're really good at. What do they know you as? Because a lot of the times that's what's going to tell you that what you should do with your career or what you should do with your business. For example, everyone, when I'm always out there, I'm a huge networker. And when people introduce me, they're always like, oh, you got to know John Lorenzo. He knows everybody. Well, it's just like, oh, so then that means I'm a connector. They told me kind of what space that I really need to be in. So listen to others. Listen to what they're saying about you. And number two is think about what you're really good at. You know, how do you spend a lot of your free time when you're not at your job? What are you doing? Do you love it? You know, what are the things that you love? And in that space, making money. If there are, then that's an option. That's something that you could be pursuing. And the third thing I would say is if you're doing something right now or you're an entrepreneur right now, think about what you're really creating and sell your byproduct. So, for example, we were a marketing company. And when I looked at it, yeah, we were helping people with their design and printing projects. But at the end of the day, we were already building a community. A lot of our business was B2B. And it was all local. So for me, I kind of looked at ourselves as a mini chamber of commerce. We already had this little ecosystem built up. So Rev Cowork is now just a byproduct of what we were already creating. So look at your byproducts and see what you're actually creating.
Nice. Well, John, or John Paolo, or John Lorenzo, or Lorenzo. I mean, I think I've called you every name by the book, but you successfully completed the podcast. So congratulations to you, good sir. It was an absolute honor to have you on. The next 30 seconds is all yours. Go ahead and tell everybody about how they can learn more about you, be a part of your journey, and also, if they're within the local region, become a customer of yours.
Absolutely. My name is John Lorenzo. You can find us on social media. Follow me personally on Instagram at JPLorenzo22, and follow Rev Cowork on Instagram as well, Rev Cowork. If you'd like to follow me on Facebook, absolutely shoot me a friend request. It's John Paolo Lorenzo, P-A-O-L-O. Definitely connect with me on LinkedIn, and I'd love to see you at one of our events if you're a local entrepreneur.
Awesome. Well, John, again, thanks so much. Thank you guys that are still watching and listening for always liking, commenting, and subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. Head over to theblindentrepreneur.com for more interviews. Being blind in business is temporary, and I hope that after listening to the wisdom of John Lorenzo today, you are now able to see more clearly. Go out there and execute your vision. Have a good rest of your day.